Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to be in the Lord's house tonight.
Amen.
I tell you, we really wish we could have been here last night and heard you had a good time. I even heard Eric made it all the way to the back, and I missed it. Amen. But you know what? Amen. I got to think about what Brother Jerry and I talked about last night. And Jerry was talking about having the desire. Amen. A lot of times, amen, church, we just don't have that desire to go to church anymore. We lose that desire on Sunday mornings. We get up out of bed. Amen. And we roll over. And we think the whole world's coming to an end. Amen. Just because we got to get up and go face 2 hours of church. Let me tell you something, church. I believe we need to have that desire to be in church. I think we need to have that desire. Amen. To pray. Amen. I think we need to have that desire to pray for one another. Amen. Amen. Church, that desire will take us to heaven. Amen. Amen. It doesn't stop here. Amen. It takes us all the way home.
Right.
Church, I tell you what, Gary, I thought about that all night last night. Amen. I want to have the desire, amen, to be here.
Amen.
Every day, amen. If I get a chance to be revived, I want to be here. Every day, I want that desire to go. I don't want to make you feel like it's the end of the world.
Come on.
Amen. Church, we're going to be on fire for God tonight. Amen. I thank you, each and every one of y'all, being here tonight. You had the desire to be here tonight. Amen. You had the desire to get that table tonight. You had the desire to talk to the Lord. Amen. Church, we need to have always keep the desire. Amen. That has nothing to do with the message tonight. That was free. Amen. Praise God. If you were to open up the book of John, amen, chapter 21, and kind of Rick kind of touched a little bit on this the other night. He didn't know that he was running right into my message. I was hoping he'd go ahead and preach it anyway. Church, I'll tell you what. This book is talking about, you take different meanings out of this chapter here. But I was sitting there on the couch reading this chapter Sunday night, and the Lord spoke to me. I believe it's got a meaning here. Amen. I believe this message is for somebody here tonight. You can be saved, and that's fine. But you know what? Even the saved, amen, draw a little bit further away from God.
Amen,
brother. Amen, church. Sometimes we need to be drawn back in.
Amen.
This world can pull us away. You say, amen. But the devil can give him an inch and take a mile.
Amen.
Amen, church. Listen to this. Chapter 21. We'll start to verse 1. Amen. I'll read until the Lord says, we're done. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and showed himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said to them, I go a fishing. They said to him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, children, have ye meat? They answered him, no. And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it from the multitude of fish. Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, we come tonight. Lord, we ask you to reach down and bless this message, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that your spirit will be brought up. We just pray your word will touch somebody's heart. We just pray, Lord, that you take this home and grow with peace on us tonight. Lord, we just pray, Lord, for someone here to stop and no more use the three parts of it. We just pray that we stay tonight. Lord, if this woman here, this big thing is true, live it away from us. Lord, we just thank you, right away from us. Lord, we know all of them come to you, and we know the service the reason we're here is because of you, Father. Lord, we thank you for everything we don't know about you tonight. Amen. Praise God, church. I tell you what, I've been seeing it. Everybody reads this book, and they talk about the multitude of the fish that they brought in, and talk about seeing Jesus on the shore. But let me tell you something. I believe how when these disciples were fishing that night, they couldn't do a lick, Brother Rick. They couldn't do a thing that night.
Amen.
They fished all night, and they went on to the morning. But when Jesus said, try the other side, things got better.
Amen.
Church, I'm telling you tonight, Jesus is saying, try the other side.
Amen.
Amen. It gets better with power.
Amen.
Church, we can try things. We can get in this world. We can try the alcohol. We can try the drugs. We can try everything else. But try the other side.
Amen.
Jesus is there waiting for you. And I believe if we trust in him and believe in him, he will carry us through. Praise God, church. Try the other side. Amen. Have you ever heard that saying, the grass is always greener on the other side? Sometimes, amen, we try the hard way out of everything. We want to try the things we know best. Amen. The things the devil can put in front of us in this world. But Jesus said, sometimes you've got to take the hard road. You need to try out the other side.
Amen.
I believe when the disciples cast their nets and brought in the fishes, amen, they knew that it was Jesus. Amen. as Peter saw him and jumped into the water and went after Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He had the fire and everything ready there on the bank. That's what the boat says. He had the fire ready and the rock was there. He said, bring the fish in. Let's eat. Amen. Let's put it on the fire. Let's eat. They said they couldn't bring it in. Amen. Because it was so heavy. There's so many multitudes of fishing. I believe they ate good that night.
Amen.
I believe if we try the other side, we're going to eat good. Amen. I believe the Lord will take care of us. Amen. I don't think He'll let us go hungry.
Amen.
I mean physically, and I mean spiritually tonight. I don't think He's going to let you go without this life. I don't think you'll have to go a day by yourself. I don't think you'll need for anything. God's with you. Amen. Because you tried the other side. Ain't that good?
Amen.
I tell you what, I sat there and I was reading that book, amen, that chapter. And I looked at my wife and she probably thought I'd lost my mind. I said, Lord, I said, just listen to this. Well, we take it this way. But Jesus is just simply saying, try my way for a little while. Go my direction for a little while.
Hey,
amen, listen to what I got to tell you. Hey, it may be tough, but I will never lead you astray. And I will always be there for you. The Bible says I'll never leave you. I'm going to forsake. He'll be there to the end. Church, I'm with you. I promise God is with you. Woo, church. I'm telling you what, God don't lie. Amen. It said God can do anything but lie. Praise God. I believe in God's promise. Amen. I believe when I knelt on there and that's where that altar that day got saved. Amen. I gave my life to Christ. He made me a promise. Amen. I believe when He gave me into water and came back up. I believe He made me a promise, church.
Amen.
And I believe He's going to keep it.
Amen, brother.
I believe there's a better day coming. Amen. I believe we go every day in this life. Amen. I believe there's a better day coming every day. Church, I tell you, this is the busiest time of my job. Amen. I tell you, I get so frustrated sometimes, and I get in the worst moods, and I tell you, everybody else, but God's always with me each day. He's never let me go without. I'm always had what I needed. Amen. And when it comes time for church, I deserve to be there. And when I come inside the church, amen, I get what I need.
Amen.
Woo, church, I tell you.
Yeah.
That's good food right there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We won't have to eat again after that, buddy.
Amen.
Amen. I like to eat.
Yeah,
I tell you, you put food in front of you, don't threaten the man with food. Amen. I'll eat. But you know what? You put the Word of God before me. I'll eat forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We can eat forever. No, never go hungry. Amen. What's better than Thanksgiving? Amen. Here's some good preaching. Amen.
Amen.
To God's Word. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Trying the other side. Amen.
Amen.
I'm so glad that I was able to try that other side. I believe, amen, when I come up from that altar, I saw a better roses. Amen. I saw greener pastures.
Amen.
I saw the light at the end of the tunnel. Amen. And I believe Jesus at the end of that tunnel.
Amen.
Amen. Call me home. Amen. Church, I don't have a doubt in my mind where I'm at today. Amen. I don't have a doubt in my mind when I close my eyes and go to sleep. I'm going to heaven. Amen. That church, there is no doubt. Amen. I tell you what, church. Amen. I listen to this song. And I'm gonna, I love to try to get up. The song's called He Knows My Name.
Yeah.
Amen. Did you know when you got saved?
Yeah.
Amen. He learns your name.
Amen.
Amen. He knew it way before, but amen, when you give your heart to Christ, He remembers that name. Amen. As a matter of fact, your name is so important. Amen. To God. When you get saved, He writes it in a book. Amen. Amen. You're so important. That name goes in that book. Amen. When you leave this old walk of life and this world will see it, He's going to open that book. He's going to remember that name. Amen. Church, when He calls your name, amen, we'll be forever with you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Don't let light that wick. Amen. Boy, our wick gets wet sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Sometimes that fire comes close to get
nice.
Amen. Amen. Church, that wind will blow and it'll start flickering.
Yeah.
Amen. But if we truly love God, that fire will never go out.
Amen.
I believe we read God's Word. Amen. Have the desire to be a church. Amen.
Yeah.
That fire will never go out.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something, church. If you think crying this other side is not worth it, and you're just going to stick with the only way you know how, amen, it's a dead end road. Amen.
Amen.
You know that there's a place, amen, that we were saved from when our hearts of Christ, and it was a burning hell.
Amen.
Church, let me tell you something. That dead end road, amen, that you were taking, amen, it's going to lead you to that same place.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, I tell you, I hear a lot of people, amen, they'll sit there, boy, I may mess up, but I believe God understands. As long as I keep asking forgiveness, I'm okay. Amen. I'll just keep doing what I know. Amen. The Lord understands. The Lord don't understand sin.
Amen. Amen. Church, the Lord don't understand willfully sin. Amen. The Bible says we don't need to willfully sin. You don't willfully sin.
It means
knowing that it's wrong and you do it anyway. Amen. That's a redneck person. Amen. Church, that's something we can all understand. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're doing something that you know is wrong, don't do it. Amen. That's all getting away from that side.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I believe the disciples, amen, when they were fishing that night. And they were sitting there. I bet you that thought come across that mind.
Yeah.
We've been fishing the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The same spot. We ain't moved. Amen. What's throwing the net on the other side going to do any good? But little did they know Jesus had a plan. Jesus knew a little bit more than they did that night. And I believe the disciples saw and knew after that when they pulled the fish up who they were dealing with. Boy, everybody thought they were gone. Amen. Jesus was gone. They thought when they hung him on the cross, the man, they put the nails in his hand and they covered him that cloth. They threw him down too. And they rolled this stone. They got a soldier there. Well, he's gone. Good. Let's go fishing. Well, little did they know. Jesus made them a promise.
Uh-huh.
He made them a promise for when he died.
Amen.
And I will return. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And he returned on the shoreline. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He saw everything they were doing. And he kept every word that he said, just like he's going to do for us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's
all you got to do tonight is try the other side.
Amen.
Praise God. Church, I'm telling you what. I don't know. And I'm not about none. It's the only thing I am. Amen. Church, sometimes I know we get disgruntled. Sometimes we go through valleys and we get some hard spots. I'm number one right here, I tell you. I can go through some valleys. Amen. But I know who I serve. Amen. I know the God that's in control, brother. I know the God that rules this whole life. And I know the God that has this world in His hands. Amen. He's got you and me, brother, in His hands. He's got everybody in here in His hands. Church, there's not a thing He don't know about. There's not the future, but He sees everything. He knew your whole life before you was even born.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God had a plan for us.
Yeah.
If you're here tonight, God knew you was going to be here tonight.
Yeah.
God knew this revival was going to happen. Amen.
Yeah.
People are like, well, that's just impossible. Scientists have tried to prove that, and I just don't. I just don't see it. I don't see it on paper. I don't see it in black and white, so I'm not going to believe it. Believe what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, one day we'll all be a believer.
That's right.
Amen. They don't have to see it in black and white anymore.
Amen. Amen.
The only thing they're going to see in black and white is when you open that book of life and know
it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Your name's in there. Amen. You'll be able to read then. Praise God. But church, I tell you what, I believe we're all going to be held accountable for everything we do. And I know this revival is for the church, but church, sometimes we get down on everything.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what revival's for.
Amen.
To boost us up. Amen.
Sure,
even we as Christians need to keep trying to decide. Amen. Church, I tell you, I tried when I was lost. I tried everything there was to try, buddy. And take my word on it, it happened. Amen. I went to places shouldn't have been. I've done a lot of things shouldn't have done it.
Amen.
But once I tried the other side, amen, life got a little bit better. Amen. Life's not a bed of roses. Amen. I go through and I get in my dark places. Amen. That devil fights me tooth and nail. Amen. He'll be sitting on that shoulder trying to lead me in the right direction. He thinks the right direction.
Yeah.
But all the while, amen, he's just scurrying down a dead end road.
Amen.
Amen. Church, these disciples that were fishing that night, amen, sitting on that boat, thought there was no hope. They couldn't catch a thing.
Right.
Amen. So Jesus said, later on, didn't he say, come, I'll make you fishers of men the first time I went back. Amen.
Yeah.
I'll make you fishers of men. Think how many lives were touched.
Yeah.
Think how many people were healed. Think how many people were saved. All because they followed what God had told them to do.
Right.
All because they opened their ears and listened what He had for them.
Amen.
But just think of what happened if they would have kept on going their own way.
Amen.
Think of what happened, church, if they were on that boat and they didn't believe Jesus was sitting there. Amen. They were fishing on that same side.
Yeah.
I believe they'd be starving today. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Church, I believe they wouldn't have caught a thing. I don't think they would have caught a minnow, amen, on that fishing line. But when they tried the other side, amen, those things built up. Amen. That boat filled up.
Thank you.
I mean, there's something, man, this guy's crazy. God knew what's going on the whole time. Amen, church. Amen. God knows your life. He knows all our lives tonight. Amen. He knows what we're going to face tomorrow. Hey, He knows what you're going to face when you leave this walking life. Amen. Are we ready? Praise God.
Yeah.
We're going to keep reading. Amen. Praise God.
Bless you.
We're going to read. Amen.
Bless
the Bible says that mercies will pick up there again. He said to them, cast it down the right side of the ship, you shall find. They cast their corn out, we're not able to draw from the multitude of fishes.
Amen.
Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved, saith Peter, it is the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded up the fishes, caught them to him, and he cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came to the little ship, for they were not far from land, but it was 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as they were coming to the land, they saw a fire of coals there.
which he am now called. Yeah. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the full of the great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many that there was net, the net wasn't broken. But listen, to this, she said to them, come now.
Amen.
Come down.
Amen.
Yep. Amen. Jesus had his hand spread.
Amen.
Come and die. Amen. Church, I'm not telling you there's a dinner afterwards because there's not. At least I don't think there is. Amen. There's no food you're going to get when you walk out the fellowship hall. But Jesus says, come and die tonight. Amen.
Amen.
He's got a full table for their spread. Amen.
Amen.
He's got everything you need.
Yeah.
All he has to do is tell us, come down here, bring your fork and spoon, and go to town with
them. Amen.
Amen. All you can eat in the face tonight. Amen. He says, coming now.
Amen.
Try the other side, church.
Amen.
Amen. It may not be a bed of roses, but try it anyway.
That's right.
Amen. I remember growing up, and Jason can back me up on this. I remember eating food, and Mom and Dad said, you never know if you like it until you try it. Amen. Boy, I didn't want to eat the best, but I didn't want to eat that junk. But they always said, you never know if you like it until you try it. Jesus said, you never know if you like it until you try it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You don't know if you like it until you try it.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. God will make it work if you believe and trust Him tonight, church.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. You turn your back on Him and you don't believe in anything He does. You don't believe His Word. You don't believe that He raised from the dead in 3 days. You don't believe that He died on the cross for you. You don't believe He's going to come back and get you one day.
Come on, brother. Yeah.
Hey, man, you're in trouble tonight, church.
Amen.
Boy, I heard Brother Eric say something the other night. He said, guys, he said, I believe we're as close as we ever been. Amen.
Yeah.
I believe He can come back tomorrow. Amen.
Yeah.
I believe we're that close tonight, church. You see the things going on in this world. You see what our leaders are standing for. You see the laws that we're making. You see the things going on in this life. People die every day.
Yeah.
The Lord is coming, church. We need to be ready.
Yeah.
Amen. We need to be trying this time. Amen. Go on the other side of the boat tonight, church.
Yeah,
amen. Church, come. Drink from the living water.
Amen.
Never run dry.
Yeah.
Amen. Come to the everlasting well. Amen. The woman. That's a well, amen, went over there.
Yeah.
Amen. And she didn't know what the real water was until she met the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. She never run dry again. Amen.
Hey,
the Lord was everlasting water springing out of his
eyes. Oh, brother.
Woo! Boy, church, I tell you what, God is good. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes we just come here down and out and pouty and everything else. Like the whole world owes us something. Amen. The Lord don't owe you nothing. Amen, church.
Amen.
This world don't owe you nothing. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. But you owe the Lord everything.
Amen.
He died for you. You owe your life to Him.
That's right.
It's not something you can pay back on monthly payments. Amen. It's not something that's going to draw interest. Amen.
Yeah.
He just gives you a decision to make. Even though I gave my son to die for you,
yep,
it's still free. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ain't that good?
Amen.
Brother Eric, if you don't come, care to give me a song. Amen.
Bless
you. Oh, church, I tell you what, tonight. Try the other side tonight, church.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with trying the other side of the boat.
Amen.
Amen. You may catch a little bit more fish. And what I mean by that, amen, you may find God's Spirit moving. You might find the spiritual needs you may need in this life. You may draw closer to God these days. Amen. Church, God will give you what you need to lift you up.
Praise the Lord. Come on, brother.
Try the other side tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Church, won't you come tonight? Draw close to God. The Bible says you draw nigh unto God, He'll draw nigh unto you tonight. Won't you come tonight? We're here for revival. Amen. Church, we're here to be revived. Amen. God wants to revive us in this church, in the home. Amen. Let Him do it. Come and dine tonight, church. Boy, it's here to eat. Amen. Praise God.